Listening exercise. The Great Wall of China. Listen to the recording about the Great Wall of China. Tick whether the statements below are true or false. One thing is for certain. The Great Wall of China truly deserves its name. Its length is a little more than half the length of the equator. That's the imaginary line that goes around our Earth, dividing it into a northern and southern hemisphere. It's not only really long, it's also quite tall. On average, it's about 7 meters tall, but its highest sections reach up to 14 meters. If you think about it, that makes sense, of course. It was built for protection, after all. Truth be told, though, this did not always work out as planned. The Mongols, for instance, a group of people that live in Mongolia, a country bordering China, managed to cross it several times throughout the ages. For its ripe old age, the Great Wall is over 2,000 years old. It is still in great shape overall. Even though, fun fact, the bricks are held together with a sticky mixture made from rice flour. It is true, however, that about one third of the original wall is gone. Much of that was destroyed in the 1960s and 70s, and some of the bricks were used to build, for example, houses. Nevertheless, it's still a hit with tourists. Over 50 million people visit it every year. It can, at times, and in certain places, get a little crowded. Many people claim that the Great Wall of China is one of the few man-made structures that you can see from space with the naked eye. It's a cool thought, but unfortunately not true. Even though it's very big, it is too small for that. Still, what a structure!